To start, can you explain this Medicaid unwinding process for us? What's changed for Ohioans?
Well, for health centers and the patients that we serve, there is the risks now of folks losing coverage. So that means for the patient that they may not have the same kind of access that they would have generally had. Now, health centers, to be clear, accept everybody regardless of their ability to pay, but other Medicaid benefits such as pharmacy and, heaven forbid, hospitalization may not be covered. And so for us, those patients losing coverage means probably about, could be about $1 million to our bottom line loss.
Yeah, so more than half of those that walk through the doors of Ohio's community health centers do have Medicaid coverage. When we see this unwinding process, you mentioned that'll impact your revenue. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, and some folks are just not going to be eligible because in the 3 years that they've had continuous coverage, they found jobs or they no longer meet the eligibility requirements. But there are some folks that will lose coverage simply because they haven't updated their contact information and just some administrative things like that. And to us, we're really concerned because these patients will show up at our health centers not realizing that they have lost coverage and they would have to be converted to a self-pay status. And so with the number of patients that HealthSource sees on an annual basis, about 30,000 Medicaid patients annually. So if 10% of those lose coverage, again, that could mean about a $1.4 million loss to the bottom line.
So with these losses, how will that impact the care that you're able to give?
So the good news for HealthSource of Ohio, we've got a pretty strong bottom line, and we will not turn anybody away from care. But what that does mean is that they will have to qualify for our sliding fee scale. And that's a federally published scale because we do not do free care. So they would be responsible for copay. And some of these folks who should still be eligible for Medicaid don't have the means by which to provide copays at the time of service. When these folks are accustomed to coming to our offices without that extra burden, it's going to be really tough for them to understand and kind of digest.
The COVID-19 pandemic has kind of been especially hard on rural hospitals and healthcare providers. I'm curious about how your centers in small towns are prepared to take another hit.
What we're finding, at least in the rural communities pre-COVID, folks were really reluctant to enroll in the Medicaid program because they were unfamiliar with it. They didn't trust it. They were too prideful. They didn't want to accept handouts. And so we worked really, really hard in building the trust with those patients to say, it's okay. The unwinding kind of upheaves all of that. And so we anticipate having to rebuild that trust with the patients in the rural communities.
That's Lisa Jackson with HealthSource of Ohio. Thank you so much, Lisa, for talking with me.
Thank you.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.